Now, friends, we come today to the 18th chapter of the Gospel of John. And I want to say that we have concluded now the upper room discourse that began in John 13 and goes through 17, and it concluded with this wonderful prayer of the Lord Jesus. And he prayed to the Father, not to us, but he prayed, and it's recorded that you and I might know what he prays for us today. It's the longest prayer in the Bible, and you can read it in 3 minutes, and that ought to tell you or me something about the length of our prayers, by the way. Augustine made this statement concerning it, and I'll conclude the Upper Room Discourse in this 17th chapter with the statement of Augustine. It's easiest in regards to words, but most profound in regards to ideas. And certainly that is a true statement. Now as we come to the 18th chapter, actually there's no letdown, because we've come now to the final days in the life of our Lord. Fact of the matter is, we're going to see that he was arrested in this chapter and taken before Annas and Caiaphas. And this chapter is different, actually, than the presentation that we have in the Synoptic Gospels. And in the Synoptic Gospels, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the emphasis in those three Gospels is upon the humanity of Christ, his human nature, and the emphasis is upon the sufferings of the Savior. You will notice that in the first three Gospels, again and again as he approached Jerusalem for the last time, he said, I go to Jerusalem to die. And he mentions his death, his treatment in the hands of the Gentiles, and then his death upon the cross and his bodily resurrection. That's the emphasis in the first three Gospels. But the emphasis in John, as we've said, is upon the deity of the Lord Jesus. He is the God-man in this Gospel, and as a result, the emphasis here is upon his glory. And he'll not talk here so much about his death and resurrection. We'll have it recorded. And in all of it, we'll see the glory of our Lord, even in his arrest, in his death, and his ascension back into heaven. But we have an emphasis here upon the fact that he's going to return to the Father. As you go through this section, you find that it's his return to the Father. You remember back in that upper room discourse, again and again he mentions, I'm going back to the Father. He mentioned it in the 13th chapter, the 14th chapter, the 16th chapter, and the 17th chapter. In every chapter but one. And this is in accord with the fact of the glory of our Lord here.